The following is a presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.
Thursdays on the Huge Radio Network are presented by Tom Rosenbach and his team at Bean Carter. They're one of America's top accounting and business firms. They're based in West Michigan, but service the entire state and coast to coast. You can find out more at beancarter.com. They can help your business now. That's beancarter.com. Thursdays on the Huge Show across Michigan are presented by Bean Carter.
Tomorrow marks the five-year anniversary of the passing of former Grand Rapids Forest Hills Northern and Michigan State punter Mike Sadler. To honor his legacy, the Huge Radio Network will replay the Mike Sadler tribute show we originally aired on July 25th, 2016, to celebrate the life of Mike Sadler on and off the field. Make sure to help honor the legacy of Mike by visiting michaelsadlerfoundation.org.
And we welcome you all across the Huge Radio Network to the Huge Show. Joe Jason sitting in for Bill Simonson today. And when we first discussed that I'd be filling in for Bill, we were talking about some of the topics that would be coming up for today. And however, all of that changed with the bad news that we received. Because Mike Sadler, the former Michigan State punter and someone who is local and near and dear to our hearts in the Grand Rapids area on our flagship station at 107.3 WBBL-FM, a Forest Hills Northern grad at 24 years of age, died in that car crash. We found out news of it, but former Michigan State punter Mike Sadler, the four-time academic All-American ranking among the top punters in school history, died in that single car accident in Wisconsin. Nebraska senior punter Sam Foltz, the reigning Big Ten punter of the year, also killed in the crash that occurred in Merton, Wisconsin. And that's according to the Sheriff's Department in Wisconsin's county there where that city is. And they were working on a kicking camp over that weekend in Wisconsin. Police said that Sadler was the driver and that speed appeared to be a factor in the crash. He was pronounced dead at the scene. Foltz was 22 from Greenlee, Nebraska. Also a second passenger, LSU kicker Colby Delahousse, 21 of New Iberia, Louisiana, was transported by ambulance to the Memorial Hospital for treatment. But the news is tragic, and we're going to focus that today on the Huge Show. Joining me in the studio is not only a former Spartan at Michigan State, but also someone who's part of the Forest Hills Northern family, a graduate of 1988. Mitch Lyons has joined us today. Mitch, we all have heavy hearts today. This isn't what we expected to be talking about, but here it just kind of smacks us right in the face.
Yeah, it sure did. Got a call. Certainly wasn't what I was expecting, and just gut-wrenching. And to hear you even, you know, read that again, it just makes my hair stand up, and just it's an awful feeling.
Anything in your memory that you had to deal with this as with a teammate or a schoolmate at the time that would compare even to this at all?
You know, fortunately, no. I don't recall this happening. You know, just unfortunate. Just, you know, anytime a young person passes away, but not that one life is worth more than others. But Mike just had so much promise, and it's just tough. You know, it's really tough.
Oh yeah, you bet. With Sadler, I mean, his next chapter in life wasn't necessarily going to be that next chapter that a lot of collegiate athletes hope for, and that's to make it into the NFL and kick there. He had completed his work at Michigan State University. He was on his way to Stanford to get a law degree. I mean, the world was this young man's oyster.
It really was. I mean, he was an accomplished athlete, obviously, but he came to Michigan State with, I think, over 30 credit hours from advanced placement classes at Forest Hills Northern. And, he got an engineering degree in 3 years and a master's in public policy within another couple of years. And like you said, on his way, you know, and I got a call from him earlier this spring. Here's probably one of the most decorated academic athletes in Michigan State's history. And he's calling me up and he says, yeah, I'd really like to get a reference or a letter of recommendation from President Simon. Do you think she would do that for me? I said, Mike, are you kidding me? I said, of course sure, she would do that for sure. You. I don't want to speak for her, but I'm pretty sure she'd be happy to do that. But that's the kind of kid he was. You know, he was humble and didn't put himself above others, and in fact, put himself below others. And that's why I think you see this outpouring of respect and just love on Twitter and all his teammates and former teammates. And you know, he's a special person.
Well, for those of you who don't know, a first four-time academic All-American in school history, that tells you about the kind of young man that he was, not only on the football field, but in the classroom. Two-time first-team academic All-American in 2013 and 2014. National Football Foundation Scholar-Athlete Class of 2014. And the 2014 William V. Campbell Trophy finalist for the top scholar-athlete. As a four-year starter at punter, he finished his career ranked among Michigan State's all-time leaders in punts, punting yardage, and punting average, a valuable weapon on special teams, placing 39% of his career punts inside the 20. Now, normally during this time of the show, we would ask that you'd call and kind of give us your thoughts on our MontellConstruction.com huge question of the day. And I'm sure the folks at Montel Construction won't mind at all if we kind of switch it up a little bit and get your reaction to any of stories that might come your way about the news of Mike Sadler, and maybe put a silver lining on this. If you know some great stories about Mike and you knew him from the days at Forest Hills Northern or throughout the network, if you knew him and he touched your lives anyway at Michigan State University, we invite you to give us a call on the Miller Lite hotline at 866-838-HUGE. That's 866-838-4843. Again, the terrible news, Mike Sadler, the former Michigan State punter, died in a crash. He was the driver in a single car crash, lost control on wet pavement, left the roadway, struck a tree. He was pronounced dead on the scene. Nebraska punter Sam Fultz also died in the crash, and LSU kicker Kobe Delahousse, who was transferred to the hospital with injuries. They were all attending a weekend punting camp. And this is a guy who really could have just, Mike was a guy who probably could have just rolled it up and said, you know, I'm going to move on to different things. But obviously he felt he had something to give to the collegiate punters and was working with them at a camp, and just probably one of many times that he'd done that throughout his post-college football career.
Yeah, he was, you know, very giving of his time. And, you know, I know one of the articles spoke to the fact that he was back at, you know, Forest Hills Northern this spring speaking with kids. And you know, he was a giver, and, you know, Coach D, you know, tries to instill that in kids down there and, you know, be a light. And, Mike was certainly that, and, continued to be even after his, you know, his playing days at Michigan State.
There have been all kinds of tweets that have gone out from former players, people who have, been touched by the life of Mike Sadler. One that comes to mind was Connor Cook, who immediately tweeted out, "Safe to say you were the funniest dude I've ever met. It was nearly impossible to have a conversation with you and not laugh at some point, and every other Spartan would say the same. I've hurt for you, your family, and for anyone who's gotten to know you throughout your life, because you were truly a special guy. You've impacted me over the last couple of years getting to know you, and I truly appreciate our friendship." If you have a story like Connor Cook, or it might not happen to be one from Michigan State University, it might be from Forest Hills Northern, you certainly can share it with us today. And we'd love to have you on the Miller Lite hotline at 866-838-HUGE. That's 866-838-4843. Also, we don't want to have anyone get lost in this, and obviously that is the young man who is also in the car, Nebraska punter Sam Fultz, died in the crash as well. And he probably looked up to Mike as some sort of a mentor here, and that's got to be tough. You're taking two punters who are participating in drills and camps and talking about, you know, what it takes to do the job, and then to have their lives, the two of them, so sadly ended.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's one of those things. Mike was a couple years older than Sam, and you know, I know just from going through the process myself. You know, you looked up to the guys that are a couple years older, even if they're on other teams. You know, the kind of level of player they are. But you know, as Sam got to know Mike, I'm sure like everybody else, you're caught up by his personality and his bigger than life persona. But he, you know, he just was a guy. And as you read about Sam on Twitter too, it, you know, obviously was well-loved in Nebraska circles, and seems like a, you know, a really good kid, and as Mike was as well. But, you know, Mike had just that engaging personality, and you mentioned Connor's tweet, and I know William Golston tweeted a similar thing, current Tampa Bay Buck, but, you know, just said he never had a conversation where he wasn't laughing, you know, by the end of it.
Sure.
He was just witty, you know. You know, a lot of people knew him personally, but through social media, a lot of people knew him through his Twitter takes and whatnot, and his tweets. And he was a funny guy, man. And that's who he was, though. It wasn't like it was an act for Twitter. You know, he just was very witty and just a great sense of humor. Didn't take himself too seriously.
Fultz, by the way, was a 3-year starter for the Nebraska team, and last year he was named the Big Ten's Punter of the Year. He graduated from Nebraska with a degree in May, and then led the Big Ten in punting last year with a 44.2 yards per kick ranked fifth in school history at 42.6 yards per kick. And this young man was scheduled to complete his senior year, and boy, you take a look at a leader like that for the Nebraska football team. We know what it feels like here for someone who's near and dear to us in the greater Grand Rapids area, Forest Hills Northern, and then obviously going on to Michigan State. But that Nebraska football team's got to be hurting right now.
Oh, no question. And that's tough. I mean, a lot of these kids haven't experienced loss, and not that it ever gets easier, for sure. But yeah, that's especially this close to starting camp. I mean, they're a week out from heading to camp, and it's not going to be as it should have been. And that's tough, but hopefully they can, rally around that. The reality of it is athletics seems so small now. That's, as you're reading the statistics, and
yeah,
it just doesn't matter.
It's kind of white noise at this point.
Yeah, it's a nice, fun thing about life and all that, but at the end of the day, nobody's going to remember what your punting average was. They're going to remember you as a human being, and both these guys are very highly thought of and will be missed and loved forever.
Yeah, the guys who went down to the punting camp, the players were serving as staff at the Coles National Invitational Scholarship Camp. That was for high school kickers and punters at a high school in the town of Wales. And so they're there, and you see they're just trying to give back and show what they, teach everyone what they have learned over time and give them the fundamentals, get a little workout probably themselves at the same time, but having fun giving that knowledge and sharing that wealth of knowledge they have with all the youngsters.
Yeah, I mean, they've all been poured into, as they were growing up, and it's always fun to give back and be that mentor, that leader for the younger guys. And that's what they were doing. They're doing what they loved, and it's what we all should do. I mean, I said this on the local show earlier today, but it challenges you. Even while Mike was alive, he was one of those guys you looked at what he had going on in life, and you're like, what do I do with all my hours? Here's a kid that's got 2 degrees that it takes most people to get 1 degree, and he's on his way to Stanford Law School, and he's doing all this on the athletic fields. And, we all like to make a lot of excuses in life. When you look at a guy like that, it's like, okay, he's busting his hump every single day to make this happen. It challenges you. And then above and beyond that, the impact he had on people, aside from all that, all the stuff he had going on in his own life, he made an impact on so many people, and it's challenging. Because, he had nice punting statistics, and he was always the first to trumpet his yards per carry. But that really doesn't matter now. It's what did he leave behind? And what he left was an indelible impression on a lot of lives, and we should all be challenged to do the same.
What's interesting, in being a father of 20-some-year-olds myself, I have a mutual friend on Facebook who was writing yesterday about her relationship, I guess it was, with Mike, and they were friends. And you talk about a 24-year-old kid who liked to laugh and have fun and love to eat ice cream and things like that, and that just kind of hits you right in the stomach, because then you think, like, okay, you watch them on TV, you think of almost like the superhero status or people you look up to, you root for that team, but you realize when they take that helmet off and they take the pads off, they're a few years removed from being the kid that forgot to take the garbage out and didn't pick up their room and everything else, and it just kind of hits home to you how young that man really was.
Yeah, it is. It's he's a kid. He had a full life ahead of him. That's what makes it so tragic. I mean, we're all gonna go, and I'm a man of faith, and I believe I know where he is, but that doesn't make our pain any less. And it's just tough when it's taken, just ripped from you like that. And but again, I mean, you can make a positive out of it by, challenging ourselves to make an impact on others. And it doesn't matter how much stuff you have or how much money you have or what your statistics were, what did you leave with other people? And that's what this whole thing is, challenged me. I had to drive back from my cottage this morning, and that's kind of was on my mind the whole time, is what can we do to make a difference in other people's lives?
The voice you're hearing is that of Mitch Lyons, the former Spartan and also a Forest Hills Northern grad. We're talking about the life of Mike Sadler today, the former Michigan State punter who died in a car crash. And our Montel Construction huge question of the day will not be a question today. It will be an opportunity for you to call us at 866-838-HUGE and tell us any stories that you have about Mike Sadler, either from his high school days at Forest Hills Northern or his days at Michigan State University or even his days following his playing days with the Spartans. Joe Jasonen for Bill Simonson. More on the life of Mike Sadler after this.
Michael Robert Sadler with high honor. Sadler under pressure to bang one here. He'll take the snap at his 10-yard line. Oh, he'll run it. He runs to his right. He's at the 25 and the 30. He's still looking out at the 40-yard line. Out of bounds with a first down and change at the 49-yard line.
Somebody would ask me, you know, how much time I spent in the weight room this past offseason, because I think the pipes are looking pretty good. I guess a little worms just crawling around. In the, no, not really. No, I'm lucky enough to have some fun questions be asked to me. And, you know, I like to have fun with it.
Mike Sadler with his fifth punt of the ball game. Riley McCarron deep for Iowa. Oh, it's a fake. Mike Sadler running to his right. He's got some green grass in front of him. He's into Iowa territory, and he's out of bounds across the way. With a first down and then some, folks. Nico Law knocked him out of bounds. Mike Sadler continues to do great things for the Spartans.
Now that my career here is coming to a close, I've had a lot of time to kind of look back and reflect on everything that I've done. And I've been very fortunate in my time here at Michigan State to have lots of success, both as a team and as an individual. I think winning the 2014 Rose Bowl is probably the highlight of my time here, something that hasn't been done in decades at Michigan State. Individually, I've also had a very good career. I've been an All-American both on and off the field. And really, the academic awards mean more to me than anything, just because those are going to be with me for my whole life. We understand that our athletic careers are fleeting, and they're not going to last forever. But what we do in the classroom and what we learn while we're here is really going to be with us for a lifetime.
You're listening to the Mike Sadler Tribute Show on the Huge Radio Network. Help honor the legacy of Mike by visiting MichaelSadlerFoundation.org. That's MichaelSadlerFoundation.org.
It's a new day to celebrate and be free. A new day full of action and excitement. Come to Soaring Eagle. Indulge to your heart's content. It's a day for winning, for world-class fun and food. Yes, it's a grand, spectacular day to get away. Only at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. It's a new day. Visit SoaringEagleCasino.com.
Superfly Hayes here from The Huge Show, reminding you that you can listen to every interview and show on the free podcast at TheHugeShow.net. And make sure to follow us at Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook.
Hey, it's Anthony Bellino from X's and Bros. Join me, Danny Cahalan, and Ryan Elke tomorrow morning at 6 to talk about the Lions, Wolverines, Spartans, and all things Michigan on your local station and online anytime at MichiganSportsNetwork.com.
Huge here for my good friends on the DraftKings Sportsbook app, America's top-rated sportsbook app. Now, make sure you download it today and always use the promo code HUGE to get the hookups. And we know the best athletes in America are in Tokyo right now getting ready to compete for the gold. And this week, DraftKings has given you 100-to-1 odds on the U.S. just medaling once. That's it. Place any pre-event wager of $1 to be eligible to cash $100 $1,000 in free credits if America wins any medal this year in Tokyo. That's 100-1 odds on an American athlete to stand on the podium and receive gold, silver, or bronze this week. All you have to do is download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use code HUGE when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 in free credits if America wins just one medal. That's code HUGE for a limited time only and only on the DraftKings Sportsbook app. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services Gambling Disorder Helpline at 1-800-270-7117. 21 and up in Michigan only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for full terms and conditions.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
We now continue with the Mike Sadler Tribute Show on the Huge Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Huge Show all across the Huge Radio Network, broadcasting live from the Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Store Studios. Joe Jason in for Bill Simonson today. Mitch Lyons is joining us in studio as well, the former Spartan and Forest Hills Northern grad. The sad news that came across, really kind of the focal point of our entire show today, will be former Michigan State punter Mike Sadler, who tragically died in a car crash when his car lost control on wet pavement and left the roadway and struck a tree. He was pronounced dead at the scene. Nebraska punter Sam Foltz also died in the crash. He was expected to be one of the leaders on special teams for Nebraska this year, a senior. And also LSU kicker Colby Delahousse was transported to the hospital with injuries. And they were all attending a weekend punting camp. It was the Coles National Invitational Scholarship Camp for high school kickers and punters at Kettle Moraine High School in the town of Wales. That was in Wisconsin. And just so you know, Sheriff's Department Public Information Officer said drugs or alcohol do not appear to be a factor. The accident does remain under investigation, but there was some rain and heavy storms that came through the Wisconsin area. And by all early reports, the indication was that the roads were wet when you have that black ice. And then, of course, you get a little speed involved with that, and you lose control of the car. And next thing you know, tragedy strikes. Spartan head coach Mark D'Antonio paid tribute on his Twitter feed and said that he was shocked and saddened in a statement released by the Spartans. And Mitch, you said, fortunately for you, you'd never really kind of faced this with any kind of a teammate through all the years that you played sports.
No, I didn't. You know, I've had former teammates pass away, you know, years later, but not in the moment, not when you're on the team. Unfortunately, I never had that happen.
Our MontelConstruction.com huge question of the day usually centers around various topics, and we get your reaction to any of those topics. But today, in light of the sad news about Mike Sadler, if you knew him, maybe you want to share a story about him, you can give us a call on the Miller Lite hotline at 866-838-HUGE. That's 866-838-4843. We're moments away from Drew Neitzel, who will join us on the Metro Health Medicine guest line, where all of our Huge Show guests appear. Mitch Lyons with us in the studio, the Forest Hills Northern grad. And we didn't even talk about how this kind of sent shockwaves through the high school, but here's a guy who is well known in his high school, you know, Jared Valdir, another guy from Forest Hills Northern who winds up in the NFL. And I'm sure there were a lot of young players, high school players and the like, who knew him growing up in the same community. And to find out this news had to be not only a shock to the whole Spartan family, but also to the Forest Hills Northern family.
Oh, for sure. I mean, he's not that far removed. You know, he's 24 years old. So 6 years ago, you know, he's just finishing up high school. So you know, I'm sure was a role model to a lot of young kids in the Forest Hills area, and then certainly went on to watch him play at Michigan State and, you know, have a lot of success there. So, yeah, it's a painful loss for that community and, you know, beyond that even in West Michigan, just because, you know, I know he worked out at Jared Valdir's gym and whatnot. I remember seeing pictures of he and Kenny Willekes, who's a player down at Michigan State now. You know, so he was involved with other kids from the area, and so it's a tough one, and a lot of people are missing him.
All of our guests do appear on the Metro Health Medicine guest line, and joining us right now across the huge radio network is Drew Neitzel, the former Michigan State University guard. Drew, it's Joe Jason sitting in for Bill Simonson today. Normally, we are talking to you about basketball, but the sad news today has brought you onto the show. This is not what we anticipated, but give us your initial thoughts when you heard the news about Mike Sadler.
I was in complete shock, and I still am. You know, just a tragic thing that happened, not only with him, but everyone involved, with all the families involved with the situation. But, you know, I had a chance to meet Mike, back when he was being recruited or a recruit for Michigan State. I was still there, met him on the sidelines, before a football game. And, you know, I'm sure Mitch can attest to this. You know, Spartans that come out of Grand Rapids, there's always kind of a special bond there, no matter what the sport is. So I had followed Mike's high school career, his prestigious high school career, and then obviously followed him closely at Michigan State. And you always, you know, obviously root hard for Michigan State, but you root especially hard for the West Michigan Grand Rapids Spartans. And, you know, he had a wonderful high school career, college career, and, you know, I really started to get closer to Mike when he moved back to Grand Rapids after his playing days were over and was trying to figure out what the next chapter in life was, whether it was lunch or, you know, chatting with him at different Michigan State events, trying to figure out what was next. And he was super excited, headed out to the West Coast for that next chapter. So it's just tragic event. And, you know, my thoughts and prayers are with his family and friends.
Drew, Mitch here. You know, obviously a tough loss for everybody. And one thing that I'd like to do today is just, you know, try to celebrate Mike's life. And, you know, if you could, he certainly was a funny guy. And maybe what are some a moment or two that maybe put a smile on your face that you can share with the listeners?
Well, he just attracted people. I mean, you know, his personality, I mean, you look just at his social media following, you know, people maybe didn't really know him personally, but they felt like they knew him just through the way he interacted with the fans and media. I remember just recently at the last one of the Spartan tailgates here in Grand Rapids, Spartan winter tailgates, where he spoke and was given an award. And, you know, just the interaction he had when he walked into the room, he was taking selfies with fans, and just an energetic guy. He was always happy and always joking. As most of his teammates have made comments over the last couple of days about the impact that he's had on his life. And like I said, I had just really started to get to know him a little better over the last year and a half. And, you know, it's tough, but he definitely had a huge impact on the community, not only Forest Hills Northern, but Michigan State and people across the country.
Yeah, Drew, what would you say? I mean, it's always tough, but, you know, what do you take from this? You know, seeing a young guy like this full of promise that made such an impact on other people's lives, you know, what do we take from this to move forward and try to honor Mike?
Well, I think his legacy is gonna live on forever. I mean, you already see the impact, you know, through the football program and the Michigan State community. But, you know, he's just such a great guy, and, you know, not only a great athlete, but student and person. You know, the world lost a special person, a very talented person, and but his legacy will definitely live on through the Michigan State community.
Drew, has there been any other time that you can remember that you knew of somebody who was so close to the, or at least so close, maybe just a slightly removed from the Michigan State family or even a high school team that this has ever happened in your life, or is this the first time?
Not to my knowledge. You know, I haven't experienced anything like this or this close. I mean, and, you know, obviously I didn't play with Mike or, you know, at Michigan State, but obviously, like I said, there's a connection with West Michigan Spartans and athletes that play their high school ball in Grand Rapids and move on to Michigan State, a close bond there, no matter what the sport is. So it's tough, and you know. But, you know, I think prayers and thoughts need to be given to his family that are going through this difficult time, and as well as the others that were involved in the accident.
We're talking with Drew Neitzel, former Michigan State University guard, and we're talking about the tragic death of Michigan State punter Mike Sadler, who died in a car crash. Drew, if you can, give us a snapshot into, not necessarily with Mike's situation, but maybe the relationship that basketball players and football players have with one another on campus, because that might shed some light onto how the entire Spartan Nation is hurting right now. You guys are obviously in great support of one another, but how often do you see some of the other teammates or some of the other Spartans from some of the other major sports at the university?
Yeah, we would see those guys on a regular basis throughout the day, you know, whether it was having some of the same classes, whether we were at the Clarabelle Smith Center going through tutoring or study hall sessions, whether we were in the training room at the Duff, you know, getting treatment, and football, basketball, you know, hockey players. I mean, all the athletes were in there, whether we were in the weight room working out, and we would work out at the same time as the football team, and sometimes even work out with the football players. So, I mean, it's a close group. Everybody kind of knew everybody. And so I think all of, you know, Spartan Nation, especially the former players, are all feeling it right now.
Yeah, that's a good point, Drew. I think back, and I think, you know, part of what draws us all together is at the end of the day, we're athletes and we're focused on our sport, but we're all fans too. And for me, I grew up a Michigan State fan, and I think you did the same. But when you go down there, and I mean, those, for me, the guys on the basketball team, you know, I liked hoops, so, you know, I gravitated to those guys and got to know them. And I would assume it's true vice versa for you guys as well. And so, you know, hey, just hang in there, brother, and you know, let's just keep pulling together. And it's gonna get better over time, but definitely a tough one. And prayers up for Mike's family for sure.
Yeah, definitely. So appreciate you guys having me on, and thoughts and prayers are with Mike's family and friends, and you know, hopefully everybody can get through it. But Mike's legacy will definitely live on through Spartan Nation.
Thanks, Drew. Drew Neitzel with us, the former Michigan State University guard, joining us on the Metro Health Medicine guest line, where all of our guests appear. It was interesting, Mitch, what Drew was talking about how the football and basketball team, they see each other, whether it's working out or in classes together. And then there's the other part of it, too, where the football players, how they get along. You know, kickers and punters are always kind of given the business by the rest of the guys in the football team. It seems, though, that Mike Sadler found a way to maybe deal with that, and that was through his humor, obviously a little self-deprecating humor at times, yeah, too, which probably took the edge off, and especially when you've got what the young man had between his ears, where he's a little bit ahead of the curve when it comes to academics. He probably could handle himself against some of the bigger guys there on a football team.
You raise a good point. I'm glad you did, because I was thinking of that earlier, you know, because a lot of time there's a little bit of resentment almost on the part of the, as we say, the real football players, because the kickers, sure, come out and do their little 15-minute stretch session, and, you know, maybe kick a few balls and during special teams. But the other part of the day, they're just kind of hanging out there, hobnobbing and sharing stories. And you know, to Mike's credit, he sharpened his witticisms quite well over there. But, you know, he had the ability to disarm the big lugheads that maybe had the physical stature on him with his wit. And you know, those kickers and punters and long snappers are a close-knit bunch as well, and I know those guys are hurting, especially because they do spend so much time and have a lot of downtime, and you know, even more so have time to get to know each other and at a deeper and more personal level. And you know, I've seen some of the tweets from Tabor Pepper, and you know, who's a long snapper for three years with Mike, and you know, Michael Geiger and Jake Hartberger, who you know, took the punting duties after Mike left. And I saw a retweet of one of Mike's tweets from before last year, when Jake was just getting ready to start his career. You know, he had redshirted his first year, Mike's senior year. And Mike said, well, 3 days until Jake Hartberger gets to try to, you know, top my 4 years of 18 yards per carry, you know, because he's, yeah, very proud of his fake punts. And I think it was even quite higher. And I think his last fake punt of his career, I think, cut his average down. So I probably didn't sit well with him. But Just was a, you know, a funny kid. And, you know, if you go back, I was just sharing with you there at the break, somebody put together a compilation of all his funniest tweets. But, you know, I had kind of, I have a tendency to be sarcastic at times too. And Mike always threatened me a little bit because I knew he was witty, so I knew I had to be careful what I said. But, you know, I had a little bit of a tweet here a year and a half ago or so, just kind of a funny thing where Jay Harbaugh, coach at Michigan, you know, tweeted out, asked anybody if anybody knew if it was legal to own a Wolverine in Michigan. And I, without missing a beat, said, ask Coach D. Well, I knew that was going to blow up when I saw Mike comment on that and said, this wins Twitter for tonight. And drop the mic. And it kind of blew up from there, primarily because Mike's got a lot of followers. So it kind of took off and blew up from there. But, you know, it was he had a ton of that stuff. You know, I think back on, you know, his relationship with Faux Pelini, the parody mm-hmm. account mm-hmm. of Faux Pelini at Nebraska at the time. And just some of the things back and forth between the two of them. And then Mike telling him, you know, that he would, in honor of him, he would, you know, pet the cat that Faux Pelini is holding in his Twitter, on Faux Pelini's Twitter page, he's holding his cat. And then Mike, you know, nails a punt against Nebraska and comes off on the sideline petting the fake imaginary cat. Oh, and just, who does that, right? I mean, it's one thing to say it, to actually do it and get it picked up on TV and have the announcers talking about it is just incredible.
I think the guy's mental Rolodex was ahead of the curve as well, not only not only his academics.
Yep.
Mitch Lyons is with us in the studio. Joe Jason in for Bill Simonson. We are celebrating the life of Mike Sadler, the former Michigan State punter who died in a very tragic car accident. And we will talk more about the life of Mike Sadler in just a moment. Joe Jason for Bill Simonson, back with more on the Huge Radio Network.
Michael Robert Sadler with My Honor. Sadler under pressure to bang one here. He'll take the snap at his 10-yard line. Oh, he'll run it. He runs to his right. He's at the 25 and the 30. He's still with it out at the 40-yard line. Out of bounds with a first down and change at the 49-yard line.
Somebody would ask me, you know, how much time I spent in the weight room this past offseason, because I think the pipes are looking pretty good. I guess a little worms just crawling around. No, not really. I'm lucky enough to have some fun questions be asked to me. And, you know, I like to have fun with it.
Mike Sadler with his fifth punt of the ball game. Riley McCarron deep for Iowa. Oh, it's a fake. Mike Sadler running to his right. He's got some green grass in front of him. He's into Iowa territory, and he's out of bounds across the way with a first down and then some, folks. Nico Law knocked him out of bounds. Mike Sadler continues to do great things for the Spartans.
Now that my career here is coming to a close, I've had a lot of time to kind of look back and reflect on everything that I've done. And I've been very fortunate in my time here at Michigan State to have lots of success, both as a team and as an individual. I think winning the 2014 Rose Bowl is probably the highlight of my time here, something that hasn't been done in decades at Michigan State. Individually, I've also had a very good career. I've been an All-American both on and off the field. And really, the academic awards mean more to me than anything, just because those are going to be with me for my whole life. We understand that our athletic careers are fleeting, and they're not going to last forever. But what we do in the classroom and what we learn while we're here is really going to be with us for a lifetime.
You're listening to the Mike Sadler Tribute Show on the Huge Radio Network. Help honor the legacy of Mike by visiting michaelsadlerfoundation.org. That's michaelsadlerfoundation.org.
Score a major payday with BetMGM. Hey, this is Matt Shepard. It's the best time to sign up for the King of Sportsbooks because they're giving new customers a shot at an easy $100. Register using my code SHEPBET100 and win $100 in free bets when you place a $1 money line wager on the Chicago or DC United game. And if either team scores a goal, you win, regardless of your bet's outcome. Whether you're raising the stakes on basketball and hockey or wagering on your favorite baseball team, BetMGM is always ready for action. Enjoy innovative parlay selection builders, daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use bonus code SHEPBET100 to win $100 when you bet $1 on the Chicago or DC United game. And if either team scores a goal, you're an automatic winner. New customer offer, paid in free bets. Must be 21 years or older, Michigan only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
Huge here for Van Andel Institute's Purple Community. Now, your community can be a part of raising awareness and money to help Parkinson's and cancer research at Van Andel Institute, which is located on the west side of the state in downtown GR. They are world-renowned when it comes to cancer and Parkinson's research and more. You can go to VAI.org to find out about what they're doing each and every day to try and save lives. And if you want to have your own event, your own Purple celebration in your community to raise awareness and money for cancer and Parkinson's research, get all the details at purplecommunity.vai.org.
Why drive to the casino when you can enjoy the excitement of Vegas-style games and jackpots right from your phone? Download the Twin Spires Casino app now and you'll unlock 24 hours of risk-free casino play up to $500 plus 250 free spins. Just register using the promo code FREEDAY. Twin Spires Casino. Launch your 24-hour getaway today. Void where prohibited. For terms and conditions, visit TwinSpires.com. Must be 21 years of age and older and present in Michigan to bet. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-800-270-7117.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
We now continue with the Mike Sadler Tribute Show on the Huge Radio Network.
Joe Jason in for Bill Simonson on the Huge Show. In studio with us is Mitch Lyons, the former Spartan, and, well, you're always a Spartan, I guess. You're never a former Spartan. Is that
Spartan
correct?
For life.
Spartan for life. Said. And also a Forest Hills Northern graduate. And he is in studio today because former Michigan State punter Mike Sadler, a local to the people in the greater Grand Rapids area, Forest Hills Northern graduate, and of course near and dear to many people in our flagship station, 107.3 WBBL-FM Grand Rapids. He was killed in a car accident in Wisconsin, the 24-year-old, involved in a single car crash with two other passengers. One of the other passengers, Nebraska punter Sam Foltz, also died in the crash. He was expected to be a leader on special teams, a senior. I think 2 years in a row he had led the Big Ten in punting and was scheduled for his set for his senior year. He, along with LSU kicker Colby Delahousse, who was transported to the hospital with injuries and has now been released. There were some reports that actually Delahousse met with some family members of other two kickers, I guess.
Yeah, I'd read an article that he wanted to meet with the Foltz family and the Sadler family. So I guess that happened today, and it sounded like he's going to be okay, thankfully. Yeah. But second-degree burns to his legs and a cut on his head from what I read.
Spartan coach Mark D'Antonio paid tribute on his Twitter feed almost immediately after the news was released. Shocked and saddened in a statement released by Michigan State. Michigan State Athletic Director Mark Hollis said the loss of Sadler and Foltz marked a sad day for Michigan State, Nebraska, and all of college football. Mark Hollis had to deal with this kind of on two levels, if you will. Not only the former Michigan State player, but obviously having the kicker in the car who was a Big Ten player as well in that car. So for Hollis, it's probably been a pretty tough 48 hours for the athletic director at Michigan State.
It is. And, I think he expressed in an article I read, and I know from experience, he considered Mike a friend. He's not just a student at the school and an athlete, but he was a friend, and because he was to anybody that encountered him. And certainly Mark Hollis spent a lot of time with him throughout the course of his career there. And so I'm sure it's still very raw for Mark and Coach D as well. And I know it's going to be pretty fresh and raw for them as well.
Police said the vehicle was traveling westbound on Beaver Lake Road in Merton, lost control on wet pavement, left the road, struck a tree. They say that maybe some speed, but didn't look like drugs or alcohol were involved in the incident. The sad news is that a 24-year-old and a 21-year-old lost their lives. And for parents who have kids of not only young age, teenage, 20-something, that's tough when you look at you feel for the family at Michigan State. You feel for the Forest Hills Northern family. But boy, oh boy, parents that have to say goodbye to their kids before it's their time. That's probably the toughest of all.
That's your worst nightmare. You know, I'm a father of six, and I can't imagine what these families are going through right now. And so you just, you hope they have a strong faith and they can just draw strength from that and know that their kids are in a better place. But it's just, you still have the pain of them. They're not here with you. And it's a sad day for everybody.
The four-time academic All-American, earning notice around the college football world for his humor on social media. After completing his master's degree in the spring of 2015, he announced earlier this year he planned to attend Stanford Law School this fall. Those plans come to an abrupt end. The sad news, Mike Sadler, former Michigan State punter, former Husky at Forest Hills Northern, has died in a car crash. Joe Jason in for Bill Simonson. Mitch Lyons is here. This is the Huge Radio Network.
You're listening to the Mike Sadler Tribute Show on the Huge Radio Network. Help honor the legacy of Mike by visiting michaelsadlerfoundation.org. That's michaelsadlerfoundation.org.